Sylvia was giving me some special attention under the table.
Oh.
While I was down there, something happened. It was like a shock went through my body.
And she
clenched.
It may have something to do with her brain aneurysm.
And your doctor didn't recommend surgery?
All the surgeons have said it's inoperable. That's why Kyle and I are here in Seattle.
You seem incredibly okay with your prognosis.
I'm more than okay. I'm a little in love with my prognosis. Broke my marriage up. A double barrel what?
Well, it's a surgery that's been performed less than a dozen times. I have performed one successfully, and I've watched one.
Hell no. I'm leaving. And we're going to Europe. We've always wanted to see it. We've never had the time.
You have weeks. If this surgery is successful, you're looking at decades.
I'm not crazy, and I don't want to die. But I don't want to go back to being Kyle's bed warmer in a full-length flannel nightgown.
So don't. Fight. Fight for your life. Fight for your marriage.
And you're quitting your job?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're selling the house. Mm-hmm. And we're moving to Paris, and we're spending that nest egg now. If I die, promise me you'll do it anyway.
I promise.